It's 7 o'clock, November 10th, 2020, and we're here at the Township Garage, and I would like to call this meeting to order. First order of business will be starting to auction off our mower unit. Any questions on our process that we have going on so far?
Do you want one of those?
I do have. We have two bids that have been turned in sealed. Alright, Tom, if you want to go first.
Okay, this bid says to Sugar Creek Township Trustees. IP Kiko of 1022 Southwest Lebanon Road, Dalton, Ohio, submit a sealed bid of $29,500 for the 2008 Case IH Maximus 115 tractor, serial number blah blah blah, and the 2009 Alma Extreme 25 foot
mid mount.
Mower and extra attachment and parts as advertised in the legal notice resolution 2020-10-13-02, signed Pete Kiko Sr.
All right. I have a bid from Jerry Heatwell. He is the person that's here tonight and the contact person. He has submitted a bid for $30,000. And I don't see Mr. Kiko here. So I think Mr. Heatwell just bought himself a tractor for $30,000. Do you have any objections, Scott?
No.
Tom?
No objections.
Okay. Is there any questions, Jerry, on how the rest of this process works?
No, I think we got to figure out how to deal with the bank. And not tomorrow, try to have some on your day. Tuesday by Thursday.
Yeah, we said, didn't we say within 48 hours?
Yep.
So yeah, you have all day, Thursday.
Yeah.
How are we going to do that handoff?
Technically, he's the trustee, it's taking care of the money. Okay. But if you want to hand it to the supervisor, he lives out on Bear Road.
Okay.
I don't know, coming over from Steiner Trenching on Carr Road. Where would you be coming from with your
North
bank?
North Lawrence, I mean.
Okay, North Lawrence?
But obviously Dalton, so.
Okay.
I get with the bank in Dalton.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, I can give you my cell phone number.
Sure.
If you want,
to write it on the.
Yep. Let me just give you this.
That works.
Said the Peter Kiko was the first one for 29?
Yeah, Pete Kiko Sr. it says.
Kiko Sr. I just realized I got to keep track of minutes tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Pete Kiko Sr. There's 30. I make a motion to accept the bid from Jerry Heatwell for $30,000 for the sale of our mowing unit. Do I have a second?
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, say no. Motion carries. Tractor sold for $30,000.
Okay, the very last bullet says you get a copy of the driver's license.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's just to make sure who says they're coming to pick it up is actually the person that's picking it up. So
yep.
We're verifying it. So
just a little jot and tittle.
Yep. If Kevin wants to make it, that's fine. We can have it on file.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Again, you can arrange this with Kevin.
Yeah. took care of it.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And if you have a question, you know who to call.
Exactly.
Why is this thing not doing what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe this will all be entered in for public record, since it's a bid.
And I have the deposit ticket, so when I get that check from him, depending on what time of day it is, the latest it'll be deposited on Friday.
Probably by early part next week,
okay.
We'll be ready for you to pick it up. So, well, Kevin will work with you on that. Okay, cool. Well, if you're not really hurt, if we can get the other tractor here, it'd be nice to have a picture of the ingoing, outgoing tractor.
There you go.
If you're okay with that, if not,
yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
we'll work with you on that. If there's anything else on the tractor bid, if there are questions, we can move on to CARES Act funding. This morning, I emailed to you some invoices that we've received. I scanned in the invoice from Fiesler or the plumbing. And then I also gave Kevin a copy of what we discussed as far as the amount to spend for the road garage. And I believe I emailed that to you. I just want to make sure you guys have got that so we're all on the same page. If not, I want to email that out to you because I did make a copy for Kevin. So
I just got something from 940.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
It was mid-morning when I worked on that. So make sure we're all on the same page.
All right.
As far as building supplies, Kevin will be working on getting quotes for the lumber, the coverings and whatnot, so we can encumber that money and save it back for all the miscellaneous supplies that he's gonna have for moving the wall, and including in that will be some tool rental for digging up the sewer pipe that's in the ground, the cement ground right now. So you'll see some come over.
So we'll have to have those by next Tuesday night though, right? Tuesday night is our...
For the sub-grantees, yes. For us, we just have to have it to Anita by sometime next week. The 20th, she has to turn the funds back in. So,
okay.
We're on a little bit for ourselves than we are with the sub-grants. So.
Well, we would... Yeah. So, but at some point in time, don't we as trustees have to, like, say yes?
Yes.
What he's, you know, what he's going to be doing.
We already kind of did approve that here in the last couple
okay.
of meetings. With we moved on the we moved to approve, and I signed the agreement between us and the plumber.
Yes.
And Kevin is going to be relaying that to him, and we'll be handing that copy over. That he's going to do the $4,700 worth of work, and then we do want that tankless water heater.
So that lumber and the material you're talking about is in that $4,700.
No, that's a separate. The plumber is doing the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And taking care of the water system, the faucets, all that. Anything related to plumbing, that's going to be taken care of by him.
Got it.
Moving the wall will be done by Kevin.
Okay.
So, Kevin, have anything to add to that? I mean, it's pretty much move a wall, change a couple things. Anything else I'm missing? Pretty easy, I think.
Got it.
I hope. So, for us, I think that takes care of that. We had a extra... thinking that quote I gave you was an extra $7,600. So the building supplies will come off of that $7,600. Plus he's gonna get some PPE with that as well, so.
So just a question, like on the WebEx subscription,
mm-hmm.
how are we actually paying for that if I'm purchasing it online? Are we able to do reimbursement for me paying it, or do, does the township have a credit card?
No,
doesn't have
not
a credit
yet.
Card.
That is something I think we probably should discuss first of next year. So.
Okay.
So we need to have a handbook in place before we start worrying about. There's policies that have to go in, and that comes from the state auditor.
Reimbursement.
Any thoughts? Like, you know, as long as we have good records, I can.
The other alternative would be talk to Anita, see if they can do a electronic check using our.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Our account.
Our number.
Routing number.
Thank you.
What I'll do is I'll get in there and get to the point of payment method
yeah.
and see if there's an option there to pay with electronic check. I haven't thought of that.
If not, we need to, well, you handed quotes over, didn't you, that on our
yeah.
last meeting night?
Yeah.
So we can encumber that, no problem. It'll be just a matter of making it actually happen. So
yeah. How do you actually do the purchase?
because I remember the $2,300 for the Wi-Fi, we encumbered that as well.
Yep.
So everything that we've done for the township has already been encumbered,
okay,
minus the building supplies that he's going to need for making a new wall,
okay,
for Kevin. So that's the only thing I think we're down to. So other than that, we have Blake Nussbaum here with East Wayne. Do you have anything on the CARES Act?
Chip, our legal advice did take our entire list that we went to you guys earlier. He's going to put his opinions to it and send it directly to me and you and the prosecutor's office tomorrow first thing. We wanted to have two by seven, but got that up.
Understood.
Again, so I'll just give us a second opinion, which we have to do just to make sure everything on that list is T's crossed, I's dotted.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, there's plenty COVID-related expenses that I think we can come to with an agreement on. So as soon as that comes through tomorrow, we can encumber it very quickly. So we've got everything moving for, we picked out, I think there's 15 things on that list. We picked out a top five. We're going to move forward as long as we're losing a group of those. So, kind of like, hurry up to wait.
Right. Kind of hurry up to wait, yeah. We have to get through the prosecutor's office,
mm-hmm,
with the justifications before we can move on to the next step.
For, you know, if there is another round or whatever, you might as well get everything on this list either approved or denied. That way, it will make this process much simpler going forward to say, hey, this was pre-approved, we're going to move forward with this.
Yeah.
Whatever circumstance
it is. Makes sense. The sub-grant agreement. I know it's going to have a date of the 17th, and I think we're looking at a meeting the 18th is what Anita was looking for.
Okay.
However, the agreement for us to have encumbrances in is going to be prior to when we actually have a meeting. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I'll contact Barbara on that. As long as the invoices that are all being turned in, we'll have invoices, the sub-grant agreement to sign on the 18th, even though it's past the date, I think that should be all right. I'll double-check with her on that, because East Wayne needs to have a meeting and Kidder needs to do their thing too before they can sign on it. So it's very much a process to get through. So
we're not meeting on the 17th, are we?
No, Anita wanted to do the 18th. In that meeting, we'd go, yes, we're approving this. The prosecutor said, yes, we have the invoices. Okay, yes, we are approving that because everything's in line. So
I have that on.
From prosecutor to the sub-grant agreement to the documentation, we have it all for that individual project, and then we can say yes, we approve it, Anita will encumber it, and then that project is on its way to being funded. Does that, any question from either of you on that? Okay. That being said, do you have any other questions on this process that we're going through with CARES Act? We've been able to keep up a little bit with online on the Matrix. There's been some chatter on there, so.
I haven't looked at it.
Okay.
I apologize, but.
There's a lot going on, so I understand.
Going on right now.
Some of the paperwork, if you're looking through the sub-grant agreement, there's like 10 items they want. And I called her up about it today. She said that is not like specific to this situation. It is actually meant for a sub-grant agreement. So if we wanted to give to the school district, we wanted to give to businesses in our area, it's an agreement to be used for all of it. So budget is a pretty high priority. That does need to come to us. Anything that goes along with it, but we're also changing how we're doing it. We're not just handing, you know, $90,000 to the two fire departments and not having any tracing. We're actually doing the opposite. They have to bring us invoices. We're approving the invoices, encumbering the money, and then as they complete the projects to our liking, then we'll cut the checks to fund the project. So,
yeah.
So that takes out some of those points inside that agreement as well. So I want to make sure there's some clarification on there. It's 11 page document. It's got a lot of information in it. So if there's no other questions on that, we can move on to our last item, which is the electric aggregation. So Scott, you weren't, I don't think, present at the meeting for the presentation by Treble.
That's correct.
Have you had a chance to listen to it online or review the information that we gave to you?
Yep, reviewed the information.
So what are your thoughts on Treble LLC being our aggregation So basically, they'd become a broker for us.
Right. They certainly seem more enthusiastic than the other parties that we've been dealing with. So I think we'd have more of a partner that is sees the potential we have here and is willing to work to quote unquote get the business. You know.
Yeah. The sample press releases that they had was nice to see that there was press release versus just our residents getting a mailer with our logo on it. I think it'd be nice to be able to do a press release ahead of time so people know it's coming and can look for it.
They did seem more like they would be a partner with us.
Right.
You know, in working with Aspen here, I've kind of felt in the dark, and you know, I continue to ask questions, and some of the answers kind of seem like, don't worry about that. We'll take care of that. Well, I am worried about that because the buck stops with us. And, so I would have no trouble working with them, but I also don't, I mean, I wouldn't want to pay more to work with them. I just, I would hope that we should have the same expectation that they're getting the best rate for the residents.
Right.
And
that's taking a little bit to make a grant for us. I think we're all in agreement. We want the best price for the residents, and not worry about grants that they reward back. So,
it's nice, but not at the cost.
No, we're trying to provide the cheapest electric we can provide to our residents. I think that's how you get that goal done.
Yep, I would presume that if the election stands as it's been announced, that there will be more regulations on energy producing companies, which means there will be a higher rate paid for gas and electric. So,
And well, in House Bill 6, that talked to as well, that wasn't just First Energy there. As I started reading some of that bill, that involved multiple faucets of energy creation. So if someone goes in there and repeals the whole thing, that could change how we pay for energy as well, instead of just carving out the bad parts of it and redoing. So there's some things that could change how much we pay for electric and gas. I looked up in BBB for trouble. Nothing, no complaints. They weren't rated. They weren't completely registered, but they didn't have any complaints. And same with PUCO. They are registered with PUCO. So I feel that they're halfway legit. You know, what they're telling us so far seems to match up.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any other townships or municipalities that are working with them in the area that we might know, get a third party.
We asked for references on the night of the meeting, and they provided three of them to us. They all have ohiotownships.org staff, so I'm assuming the names I think are OTA.
Okay.
I was wondering if each of us, they provided three, if each of us would take one and contact them.
Sure.
For our next meeting, Scott was interested in coming to our next township meeting to see where we were at with the process. They provided a resolution and contract for us. I think I'd rather talk to him another time and make sure we're comfortable with this. And if we are, turn that over, those resolutions and contracts over to the prosecutor at that point, and have her go through, give her thumb of approval before we move forward with an actual contract. December, we're minimally going to have two meetings. One, our normal one, and one at the end of the month, so.
Yeah, I'd say email over contact information, say Tom is assigned.
Yep, you can assign to one.
All right.
That way we're not farting around.
Yeah.
I'll take Scott Fabian, if you want to take Ed Huff, and then if you want to take Bob Entman, I have their information here for you if you want to write it down after the meeting, so.
All righty.
And other than that, that's all I had on the agenda.
Awesome.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
I second that. All in favor of adjourning the meeting at 7:20, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, say no. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.